few nights ago, I'm sitting in my hotel room working on, you know, anytime you work on something, like Bruce said, hey, why don't you double my solo in The Rising?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, all right, well, I got this weird guitar with a capo. I'm playing Bottleneck. And I've taken three strings up a whole tune, so it's completely different tuning.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same deal. You sit there and you just keep looking around and going fishing, I call it. You find the notes, navigate it with, you know, all the elements. Okay, I got a slide. I got a weird tuning. I'm not going to change guitars in the middle of the song because it's moving too fast. How do I accomplish this? And it's fun. It's like a great jigsaw puzzle with a happy ending. And I'm just trying to, you know, I've heard so many intelligent grown people or young people. It's funny, the older people are more opinionated. They're like, it's easy to think that, well, Jimi Hendrix has hands never hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Jimi Hendrix woke up came out of the womb playing a bar chord.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, that's not true. Jimi Hendrix could not play a bar chord when he started.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it took me 9 months. I thought I'd never play it. I practiced hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he learned it in 9 days. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But the important thing is it's like gymnastics, which I did as a kid. It's very similar. I became a really good gymnast. But initially, I could not do one single thing. And I was in good shape.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a real lesson. Like, also on the accordion, like Fly to the Bumblebee, I entered in a contest. It took me a year to play one song that fast correctly.
Mm-hmm.
I would take a phrase and work on it with a metronome so slow, but I learned some techniques about, and I did that with even the solo in Youngstown and Because of Night. Like, I'd hear an idea, and I'd try to see if my hands could play it. Now, at some point, you give up on some ideas, but I learned most of the ideas, if you give it time and practice properly, you can get your hands to execute. And I'm trying to apply that in a much simpler fashion to the hard work versus enjoyment aspect of music, which to play for fun and enjoy it, which is, music's still my hobby, and sometimes I've gotten pretty good at giving myself permission. Like today, we're not going to learn anything, we're not going to write anything, we're just going to plug in the lap steel and make a racket.
Mm-hmm.
And that's therapeutic, but as a professional, I have to remember to do that, or else you get bogged down in the frustration, like, oh, I didn't write a good song, all my songwriting is subpar, and you start getting bummed out, and like, that's not what music's about.
Mm-hmm.